I had a conversation with Vanessa a couple of weeks ago. I had driven the same car for just short of about 20 years, old enough that it had a tape player in it. No hooking up a phone to that one. So I listened to plain old radio a lot more. And I casually mentioned to her my observation that the Christmas radio stations had over that time gradually removed the sacred songs, and it became much more boring. The juxtaposition of Hark the Herald Angels Sing with Santa Baby, or O Come All Ye Faithful with All I Want for Christmas, was more interesting, and it could be left on longer. I told her that I just couldn't take the modern, continuous Rudolph and his friends for that long. And she informed me that the radio was mixing in sacred songs again. So I turned off my phone for the past couple weeks and turned on 99.9, and yes, indeed, they did have a mix. Not quite as heavy as my memory of 25 years ago, but enough for the friction of the sacred and the secular to work. That little experiment kicked off another observation as I have been driving the kids around a lot more in how what is on the radio used to inspire conversation in the car. But now, everyone has their own Spotify list and their headphones on, so that car trips are this combination of way too quiet and yelling real loud so that someone might hear you through earphones and their own music zone. Why engage in conversation, argument, and concession when you can have everything you want the way you want it and forcing the world out? Now, the temptation to do that has always been with us. It's just been democratized and made available to many more people, including my boys. But let me compare a couple of versions of the same secular Christmas song for a moment. Judy Garland, always a more wistful figure, originally sang Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas in Meet Me in St. Louis. And her vision has one particular line and a couple of time references that establish it as a hope or as a wish. Someday soon, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. The time references for Judy were all next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Even at Christmas, the fates might not allow. Next year might still be next year. But it's still Christmas, so we muddle through. Such sad sack stuff was not for Frank Sinatra. The time references for the chairman become from now on, our troubles will be miles away. And we don't muddle through. We hang a shining star upon the highest bough. The hope has been turned into realization. And one day, that hope will certainly be realized. That's part of the promise of the Christ child. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. And the time will come when Christ shall raise his scepter, decreeing endless peace. Look up, for golden is the hour. The time will come when all the hours of time's deepening stream are brought to that golden hour, and not a small choir sent to shepherds, but the full host of heaven dispatched. This first advent necessitates the second one. The realization surely comes. But the first advent is more of a shocking muddling through. God seems to desire the mixture of the secular and the sacred thrown together. The first advent asks for faith and hope as we muddle through, not the immediate full revelation. It's none other than Caesar Augustus who orders all the world to be registered. Registered so he could tax everything. Tax law. Of all very common things, it's tax law that inspires the trek of the Holy Family from Nazareth to Bethlehem, where prophets had long seen the Messiah. Joseph is the son of David, but that and $100 might have gotten him a room with Mary in the inn. As it was, the heir of David in the city of David shares a place with the animals. And look, it took the intervention of the angels. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife to get Joseph to muddle through the obvious embarrassment. Angels are sent to shepherds in fields. The magi, the wise men, the scholars of the age are led by a floating star. And they have to stop and ask directions. And then instead of being taken to a palace, are probably led to Nazareth. The true light was in the world, yet the world did not know him. His own people did not receive him, but the darkness could not overcome it. And those who did receive him are made the children of God. The story is paradox after paradox. It's this scandalous jumble of sacred and profane. It's muddling through and waiting for the fullness of time next year. It's stars on the highest bough that bring trouble right now, as the wise men would be warned about Herod. If you wish to ponder it, this is all the great and mighty wonder of the incarnation. True God and true man, begotten of the Father before all worlds, yet incarnate of the Holy Spirit by the Virgin Mary in time. This impossible mixing of things that don't go together. How will this be? With God, all things are possible. And the greatest of those possible things is the forgiveness of sins. The curse that is found everywhere finds its cure in this manger. Hail, redemption's happy dawn. All of us weighed down by that load, the shame and guilt. All of us who have walked in darkness, here is the light. Here is the one who crushed the serpent's head. Here is Emmanuel, God with us, who, heavenly, high, and holy, deigns to dwell with us most lowly. For some reason, in the mystery of the will of God, He loves us and would not see the sinner die. He would not let the fates mete out our deserved justice. But He came to us in grace and truth. And so God Himself has come to us, not in majesty and might as we might have expected, but as a child headed for a cross. The wondrous gift is given in this unassuming wrap. Not in power, but in meekness. Mild He lays His glory by, born that man no more may die. Not in fulfillment, but by faith. Not in realization yet, but in hope. Not in merit, but in the steadfast love of God. The only question is, what do we do with such a gift? Do we reject it because it's not pure enough? Do we send it back because it's not what we desire? Do we put it on the shelf for next year? And next year, and if next year comes? Or do we ponder these things in our hearts? Do we pray, descend also to our hearts, cast out our sin, and enter into us today? Do we receive Him? And join the chorus. O come, let us adore Him evermore and evermore. Amen.